The referee's blowing the full-time whistle. It is all over here in Celtic Park in Derry, and it's Tyrone that win the semi-final in the Ulster Under-20 Championship. 3-16 to 2-16 is the final score in this tie. Listen, it has been an absolute cracker of an Ulster semi-final. There had to be a winner, and it's Tyrone who are going through to the final to play Cavan in 2 weeks' time. The story of this game, at half-time, Tyrone were leading Donegal by 8-4. They raced out 3 points to no score lead very early on, and Donegal were chasing the game. But Donegal were able to find those goals in the second half. Two coming from Bobby McGettigan, the first of those in the 12th. The second coming for McGettigan then about 5 minutes later. 2-6 to 12, Donegal were level. But straight away, Gavin Potter got Tyrone's opening goal of this tie to put them three in front as Donegal chased it again. But the final three scores of normal time from Killendon Levy, Johnny McGrory and Carlos O'Reilly levelled the tie again and forced extra time. The game ended with the likes of Canavan scoring the normal time, that is, Canavan scoring 5 points. Potter had hit 1-2. Bobby McGettigan got 2 goals for Donegal, and then Killendon Levy hit 3 points. Into extra time, and in the opening period there was just 1 point separating the two sides as the referee blew after 11 minutes. Donegal for the first time in the game led 3 minutes into that first period with back-to-back points from Johnny McGrory and Killendon Levy. They opened up a 2 point advantage, but then Tyrone hit back, 2 from Canavan, and we had that second goal off the game coming from Niall Devlin as well for Tyrone. But Donegal, towards the end of that first period, through Carlos O'Reilly and Bobby McGettigan, were able to close the gap 2-1. But it was Gavin Potter who got the opening point of the second period of extra time. Donegal did, of course, respond with points from Owen Dowling and Carlos O'Reilly. But we mentioned the Cush factor before the game, and it proved to be the man who got the winning score. Conor Cush with the third goal of the game for Tyrone, and it's the Red Hand County who are heading to the Ulster final. Cracking game tonight. As we said, there has to be a winner, Martin, and there has to be a loser. Unfortunately, it's Donegal, the loser. But listen, it was all about goals tonight, so it was, and it was Cush that got the all-important one.
It was all about goals, is right. And, you know, the other thing about them, the bench made a wild difference for both teams. When we look at it, you know, Gavin Potter, named at number 24, came off the bench and made a big, big difference. Added that, particularly the second half, he made a big, big difference. And it was great to come here to see the likes of Rory Canavan playing, and Conor Cush, he talked about. Quite enough Cush, but he got the goal that mattered. Rory McHugh is a big future ahead of him as well, and we always talked. I talked earlier on about that man, Michael McGleenan. He had a fabulous game. He won a lot of ball in the midfield. So look at and McMenamin made a great save. Steve McMenamin, the goalkeeper, at a few times. But Donegal can hold their heads high. They're in a huddle down here below. They give it everything. They showed great character to come back when it looked like they were beaten, and they showed great character. And I thought, you know, as I said, Kieran Moore coming off the bench made a difference. Keelan Dunleavy had a big game until he picked up that knock, which was a big knock to pick up. And I think Carlos O'Reilly, I thought, was very impressed when he came off the bench and made it. And Bobby McGettigan scoring, what was it, 2-2, what he got inside made a big difference. A target man there for the future. So I think, look at Donegal will be disappointed, but in saying that, it was a great game, and just Tyrone were probably slightly the better team. They led for most of the game and that there, and they showed character when Donegal got that 2 points to go 2 points up in the first half extra time, made a difference. But anyway, it's Tyrone's day, and they go forward to meet Cavan. Hard luck to Donegal, but these players will see them in Donegal jerseys again.
Okay, many thanks to Martin McHugh tonight. Hope you enjoyed our commentary online. It's all over here at Celtic Park in Derry, as Tyrone progressed to the Ulster final, beating Donegal on a scoreline of 3-16 to 2-16.